is our God, always now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those of men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth come and lead with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, not only will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the fields are he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall go no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all ye courts, and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
God has commanded us to love you most of all, and that you love the Lord. He says, if you back, you go ahead and put you in the mind. But in the moment, it was our time to turn over the mind anymore. The other time, we would help you see what we would love to hear. But this is a beautiful knowledge of more than you know.
And for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. giver of God and of the Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. For thine is the light, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Shining radiantly upon thy cross, desiring to recall Adam
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All these remembrances are all holy and immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady of Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God. For blessed is thy name, and glorified is thy kingdom, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, have you any fish? They answered him, No. Jesus said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to hold it in for the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his clothes, for he was naked, and sprang into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. Although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and dine. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples. After he was raised from the dead,
Thank you.
thy word with mercy and compassion. Exalt the more orthodox Christians, and send down upon us thy rich mercies. With the intercession of our all Immaculate Lady, the Theotokos, Ghost and ever Virgin Mary, by the light of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodily powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, all honorable apostles, of our fathers among the saints, great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, aides of the great Gregory the Theologian and John Chrysostom, Athanasios, Cyril, and John the Merciful, patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas of Myra and Lycia, Stirion of Trimethos and Antonios of Metapolis, the wonder workers, of our Father among the saints, Raphael, Bishop of Brooklyn, of the holy, glorious, great martyrs, George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, Demetrius the Mercenary, Theodore the soldier, Theodore the general, and Venus the wonder worker, of the Hierom martyrs, Ignatius, the god bearer of Antioch, Palamontos and Elithios, of the holy, glorious, and great women martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, Gideonki, Votani, Marina, Pascal, and Irene, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and godly fathers who shone in the ascetic life, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the holy fathers of the first ecumenical council, who we remember on this day, and of all thy saints, we beseech thee, only most merciful Lord, hearken unto the petitions of us sinners, who make our supplications unto thee, and have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Gathered bishops and teachers in the church from all lands. They all proclaim, as by one mouth, the equality of the Son of God with the Father in substance, thus laying down the noble confession of faith, the creed, which we Orthodox Christians recite to this day. The Church regards these divine fathers as preachers of the faith next to the holy apostles. By the intercessions of the 318 God-bearing fathers, O Christ God, have mercy on us. Amen.
When Israel walked on foot in the deep, yes, on dry land, and seeing their pursuer, Pharaoh dwelt in the crowd, let us sing to God a song of victory.
Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord.
With thy palms stretched out upon the cross, O good Jesus, thou hast filled all things with about his good will. Wherefore let us all sing to thee a song of victory.
Glory to thy holy resurrection, O Lord.
As they bid in handmaid, death hath fearfully approached thee, the Lord of life, who by death has bestowed upon us endless life and resurrection.
Most holy Theotokos, save us.
Having received thy own maker as he himself will, when he incomprehensibly became incarnate in thy sleepless womb, thou didst prove, O pure one, to be truly the sovereign lady of all created things.
Glory to thy holy ascension, O Lord.
In bright glory hath Christ been taken up to the height upon the shoulders of the cherubim, and with himself hath seated us at his Father's right hand. To him are ye people sing. Let us sing a song of victory, for he is glorified.
Glory to thy holy ascension, O Lord.
To the God who appeared to God's seer Moses of old, upon Mount Sinai, when he gave the law, and from the Mount of Olives he hath ascended in the flesh, let us all sing hymns of praise, for he is glorified.
Glory to thy holy ascension, O Lord.
When the angels heard choirs in sore amazement saw Christ the mediator between God and man, now in the highest with his flesh they trembled, struck with awe, and with one accord they sang a hymn of victory.
Most holy Theotokos, save us.
O spotless Mother of God, in every hour intercede for him, incarnate of thy purity, who went forth not forth from his begetter's wisdom in the heights, to save from all those of life them with whom hand hath formed.
The Holy Fathers, intercede in our behalf.
While acclaiming the Holy Fathers, all holy counsel of Christ, I entreat thee, crying out, preserve in me its all holy oracle.
O Holy Fathers, intercede in our behalf.
The God-bearing Fathers, coming together today, like flashes of lightning, clearly confess thee to be the only begotten Son of Christ, who began with us in consubstantial with the Father.
O Holy Fathers, intercede in our behalf.
Clearly setting the boundary of the glory of thy bride, the Church of Master, these gloriously bridesmaids have adorned her as with a majestic golden ornament.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Adorned with divine glory, the blessed Queen standeth before his Son and God, entreating him for the salvation of our souls.
The heavy young tongue speak by the divine tongues, proclaim the God in sky law, for he forsook the dust from the eye of intelligence, beholding the clean hand. let us honor and magnify it so.
Thank you. whose doctrine and words is great in breadth, for they are strong in thought, for the gospel's doctrines and her divine traditions clearly had received holy revelation from God on high, and being enlightened, those blessed fathers set forth for the world that holy faith which was taught by God, may be known to eternal truth.
إن الرعاة الإلهيين بما أنهم عبيد الأخصاء من المسيح ومساعدون لديه شرف الكرازة الإلهية لما أحدثوا الخبرة الرعائية بمجلتهم واصطدموا الآن عن مرقس بعبد جبريل فرضوا بحكم الحكم عن كمال الكنيسة الذئاب الضارية والسلة ورجموا من طلاع الرجل فسقطت كأنها على الموت بما أنها معتلة بعلة لا شفاء لها.
Yeah.